It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
What should investors watch in the week ahead?
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Plenty to talk about on the housing and consumer front this coming week. In fact, the calendar's packed full of reports. And for some insights, let's bring in Chad Morganlander. He's a portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus. So, Chad, we get a lot of news this week on housing. Case-Shiller and existing home sales on Tuesday, then Wednesday, new home sales. Where is the housing market these days? Are we out of the woods? It seemed like just a few years ago, the world was coming to an end when it came to real estate and housing.
It's a slow thaw with the housing market. You have the overall consumer that was deleveraging their balance sheet after the housing crisis of 2008. What you're slowly starting to see is that mortgage credit is expanding, but yet it's not expanding at a normalized rate. Mortgage credit in aggregate is up 1% year over year. When you look at the last 35 years, mortgage credit before the great housing boom was up roughly about 6% year over year. Now, during a recession, as a watermark, during a recession, mortgage credit grows around 2%. So we're still at recessionary levels when it comes to that.
Are you concerned about housing not being quite out of the woods yet?
Well, I am concerned somewhat, but I am seeing a bit of an improvement when you look at the housing market. When you look at home construction, single-family home construction, that's still stuck in the mud. When you get your monthly home single-family home construction numbers, it's roughly about 1.1 million month over month. And over the last 35 years, that number was typically around 1.3 to 1.4 million. So we're still not out of the woods yet.
What about consumers? We also get a batch of reports reflecting consumer activity. We have consumer confidence on Tuesday. Then later in the week, on Friday, we wrap things up with a report on consumer sentiment. We also find out how much consumers are spending these days. Take the pulse of the American consumer for us.
So I think consumption patterns are running still below trend, but yet improving on a marginal basis. We believe that this great deleveraging process, like I said earlier, is starting to subside. It looks as if housing, or I should say income trends, are slowly improving as well. They're growing roughly around 2 to 2.5%, where typically over the last 35 years they grow around 3.5% to 4%. But yet this week's numbers should show better than expected relative to the expectations for the street, and that would bode well for the overall financial markets in general.
And one other thing we expect news on the gross domestic product. How well is the economy growing, or is it not growing? And a lot of forecasts out there are for just a smidge of growth. What if we get a negative reading for the GDP on Friday?
Yeah, I think that would be a surprise to many market forecasters. The GDP number has been coming down over the last several quarters due to global trade issues as well as just this lackluster business investment here in the United States. Our expectation for annual GDP over the course of 2016 is between 1.75% and 2%. This number, though, we believe will be perhaps about up year over year about 0.5%. We're still running at a below trend type of momentum for the U.S. economy. So we would hope that over the course of the next 18, 24 months, that will gradually improve. But on a global backdrop, the United States is growing far greater than our European counterparts. That our expectation for them is roughly about 1%.
He's Chad Morganlander, a portfolio manager at Stifel Nicolaus, joining us to preview the week ahead. Chad, thank you very much for your time.
Hey, have a terrific weekend, sir.
If you like this podcast, try some of our other shows. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Just type in Wall Street Journal or WSJ. I'm John Wardock. This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.